What are your thoughts about bevacizumab and lung cancer? I actually interviewed Rakesh Jain for our colon series, yeah. And that was a real treat, as you can, I'm sure you know.
Yeah.
Where do you think it fits in terms of lung cancer and just cancers in general? How do you think it's going to play out in the adjuvant setting also?
Yeah, I think that if you look at Rakesh's model of how these things are working, it's a little bit different than the model we were taught, you know, 5-10 years ago, which is we were just starving the cancer to death, which I don't think we're doing. I think his model is more about normalization of vasculature and better delivery of the drug to the cancer. And I think what we've seen, if you kind of just step back and look at lung, breast, colorectal, everything, is that when you have an active regimen and you add Avastin, it's a little bit better. You know, not gangbusters better, but a little bit better. And it may be what Rakesh is espousing would make sense in that light, that all these things, if you have an active therapy, Avastin may help it because it may help its delivery, normalize blood flow in the tumor and whatnot. So I tend to think that Avastin will make most therapies a little bit better. I mean, not speaking about renal cell and things that have this very intimate relationship with angiogenesis, but for most of our cancers, our lungs, our breasts, our colorectals, even our pancreatics, if we ever found a pancreatic cancer therapy that actually was effective, we would probably find that with Avastin be a little bit effective. I kind of lean there. I got to say, I work in the same building as Rakesh, so he's worn on me. I'm drinking the Kool-Aid right now.
Interesting.